right, and welcome back, everybody, to the Thread Lads podcast. I'm your host, Justin Dorsey, and with me, as always, is my buddy, my friend, and my pal, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing this week, Kevin?
Doing well.
That is great to hear. Hope everybody out there is doing well. Also, thank you for joining us again. It's been a week since we've been on this thing.
It has been, yeah. 1 week.
Thank you for downloading. Please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or on Google Play, wherever you can find your podcasts. Also follow us at Thread Lads on Instagram and at Lads Thread on Twitter. We appreciate all the support you've been giving us out there. We threw up a little story today. Did we get any feedback on the story today? I would imagine it's not a whole lot of it.
No, we actually did. We actually got several people respond.
Probably should have talked to you before the podcast about the Instagram story that we put out that people could respond to.
Instead,
we were just talking about Game of Thrones.
We were. Well, we had to get it out before this podcast because we didn't want to spoil anything.
I have to get that talking out with you, like, in person is the whole thing.
Well, I've listened to, like, several podcasts this week, and they're all talking about... They're just willy-nilly with the Game of Thrones spoilers, like, expecting everyone to be up to date.
Now, this is the one thing I've said it. Like, you just watch it. Watch it when it comes on. I realize some people have some things going on in their lives and they can't watch it. Well, like, if you can't watch it, get off of any media.
You gotta get
just
off the
stop.
Media.
Like, this is the only thing. This is literally, like, the only thing.
Yeah, it's really your own fault.
And it's kind of, like, has happened with the Avengers a little
I've
bit.
I've avoided
as well.
All Avengers spoilers because I haven't gone
really?
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen.
I kind of already knew what was going to happen.
But I don't care. I don't watch superhero movies.
I don't really
That's
care.
Just not something I'm super invested in.
Yeah.
Personally. But, I know your wife.
Yeah.
Now, she wasn't able to watch Game of Thrones on Sunday because she was, doing something or whatever. And then on Monday... she went on social media for some reason.
Immediately got something spoiled.
And I knew that was going to happen because I went on right after, I was on Twitter after the ending of it, and all it was Game of Thrones spoilers.
Well,
it's literally just a timeline of Game of Thrones spoilers.
There's a lot of people who definitely hopped on the Thrones wagon a little bit later on.
Yeah, so no shit. They're not OG like us.
Yeah, I mean, But the thing is, they don't understand that even just posting a name of a person from an episode is a spoiler because of the amount of deaths.
Because of everything that's happened since season one. Like, if somebody's to go into season one, they don't even know.
I still remember
it's still
one. Shocker that was, like, the final episode.
Right.
Episode
and that happened pretty much every season up until last season.
Yeah.
I don't think there were any shockers last season. And honestly, there haven't been enough shockers this season.
Okay, we're getting
for me,
dangerously
close
to spoilers.
But there's not going to be any spoilers. But I did think that it was an interesting topic, along with Game of Thrones being this weekend and Avengers Endgame coming out this weekend. Just the topic of spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
Was pretty much in my focus and on the forefront. Especially, we have our Thread group text messaging thing through our friends, which is obviously the podcast is named after. And one of our friends, he didn't want us to spoil Game of Thrones for him, but he's several seasons behind.
He also said
has no real intention of watching.
And it brings up a very valid question.
And I'm like, well,
are you allowed to spoil if someone has no intention of watching?
Yeah, I was like, well, you have no intention of watching. He's like, well, I plan on finishing, because he read the books.
Yeah.
He's like, I plan on finishing the books when they come out. I'm like, well, first of all.
Well, the books are also very, I've read the books also.
The books are very different.
Yeah.
We have no idea when or even if the books are going to come out.
The books are definitely not going to come out. George Martin said that the ending of the show is going to be the same as the ending of the books. And I'm sure the intricacy, the whole details leading up to it will be vastly different. But the overall ending, which to me just means...
He's not going to write anything.
Never going to finish the book.
Because he's like, oh, well, the people are up to where they need to be and they can just hop on the show like everybody else.
Also,
and he's making freaking buku dollars. So he doesn't need
to
write the books anymore.
It's reached a level of hype that it's a no-win situation for him because
that's true.
People were complaining about this past episode like it was like the worst episode ever.
Oh, I know.
It's ridiculous.
I know, seriously. People are pretty Well, it's the problem of when something is so good and they have so high expectations, and it forces people to have such high expectations that it's almost impossible for anything to live up.
Yeah,
to
you can't live up.
It's kind of like the Seinfeld finale. Like people had tons of problems with that. It was like, well, how the hell are you even supposed to end a show like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that was pretty. I do.
It was like, how are you supposed to end? How are you supposed to like tie a bow on a show that literally has been about nothing? Like, there's nothing to tie up.
That was the
like,
first
there's not even
one.
Anything to like. What are you going to end? Like, what do you want to have happen?
That was like the first big TV show thing I remember happening as a kid, like hearing people talk about it on
about
the radio.
The Seinfeld finale.
Yeah, the finale.
I think the Cheers finale was big, but that was a little bit before our time. The MASH finale was big, but that was obviously before our time.
There's not many
Dallas,
shows.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's not many shows I've watched till completion, I would say.
There's not many shows that I've watched. Well, like, that's not true.
I have like three favorite shows ever. One is Scrubs was like my first. Actually, I did finish the very final season. It was terrible. It was like a completely different show.
Yeah. Just, didn't they move to ABC that season too?
They had one season before.
Like they
were
on NBC and then like they moved to ABC.
But then they had,
I mean, I was so far. I like never really got
it. Then they had a complete season after that and it was like Scrubs with like all the medical and like what's his name?
Fostain?
No.
The black guy?
Fostain.
Wait, I thought that was a black guy.
No, that's Donald Faison.
Oh, who's
no, I'm
David
thinking of
Fostain.
What's the dude? The guy from he's in Seth Rogen's movies. Oh God.
He was
Green
in
Goblin.
Scrubs?
No, his little brother was. Dude from in the interview. God, why can't I? Why am I?
Oh,
on
James Franco.
James Franco. Dave Franco, his little brother. Dave Franco's little brother. Was
wow,
in,
there's probably so many people.
I know. I'm sorry. I love James Franco too. I don't know why I couldn't think of his name. Anyway, Dave Franco was in it and some other random people. But anyway, it was terrible. It was a completely different show. The Office.
Dave
another,
Franco was in it.
The Office, another one of my all-time favorite shows. Never watched the last couple seasons.
Oh,
like,
really?
Some of these shows go on.
What about
too long.
Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec, I did finish out. Again, not the same.
The
People
Wire.
Leave. It's not the same. I never saw the end of the last season of The Wire. The last season or two, maybe, of The Wire, actually.
Yeah.
No, I saw
I don't
it.
Think
no,
I've really finished many shows either, now that you bring it up. Game of Thrones will be, like, the one that I've, like, started when it came on and will finish watching.
Me too.
Part
that
of that has to do
one.
With age.
Yeah, we were in college.
How many shows were we, like...
Yeah,
getting like shows that lasted like maybe like 8 seasons or something like this. That we like, did you do Breaking Bad?
I did do Breaking Bad actually.
See,
yeah. And How I Met Your Mother too.
I never finished Breaking Bad.
You never finished Breaking Bad?
No, dude, that shit.
That's worth it though.
That's what everybody says. Obviously, it's one of the best TV shows.
Better
but
Call
like,
Saul's
I just
really
could.
Good.
It was too negative and dark.
You should watch Better Call Saul because it's actually I really like.
That's what everybody.
I might actually like it better.
A lot of people say
well,
that's a really awesome
though.
Show.
Yeah, it's really
it's a lot different, but. I don't have, the Breaking Bad thing, I was just like, this is too depressing.
Breaking
All
Bad really
depressing.
Hit its stride, too, like, by season 3, I think.
I think I watched the first 2 seasons and fell off.
I remember watching the first season of Thrones with you in my, like, my first apartment in Towson.
That.
We were, like, watching
I remember that, still going to university.
University, yeah. That was great.
Yeah, I was all in.
That was shocking.
Oh, but getting back to, like, the whole thing about, like, spoilers. Our buddy, he didn't want us to spoil the TV show, but like he has no real like there's no drive or even like wantingness that he's like going to finish this soon or anytime in the future. I'm like, how can you like is that some sort of thing that we need to adhere by that we just can't spoil anything
it's
for
not.
You
We're just
because
being...
you like haven't watched anything something that you might not ever even finish.
Right.
Like, I have no idea that you're going to finish it. You haven't been watching anything. Like, how can I adhere to something?
We're
like
just
that?
Being very polite by actually doing it. There's no way they're going to avoid spoilers at this point. It's just like, you know.
But, I mean, like, spoilers are a thing.
Like, how many years do you think is acceptable where you can start openly talking about stuff, you think?
Well, it depends on what it is.
Yeah, that's true. Like, a movie is...
Like, there's nothing that's really in pop culture that is so widespread as Game of Thrones kind
of
is.
Game of Thrones really, and that's a weird thing about it. Like, when did it get ultra popular? Because we've been watching it since the very beginning.
Well,
so
it's kind of like a snowball, like falling down a mountain, because like it was so good, and like especially after that first season and how everything went and people got into it, and like the people that did get into it like raved about it, like anybody that was into that show had nothing but awesome things to say about it and how it was different from other shows, but like it had all this stuff going on. And I think it was just kind of like over seasons and seasons of, it was just a snowball rolling down a hill, picking up steam, picking up more and more people.
I think it's more...
there was people that didn't even watch Game of Thrones until they binged it before this season that just started.
I could imagine it being,
because they just wanted to be a part of everything.
I could imagine it being way easier to follow Thrones, like binging it, because you'll actually remember. Like, there were, having a whole week in between episodes and then a year between seasons, it took me a while to like remember everyone's name and stuff.
I like that though.
Me too.
Like, looking back on it, like
the anticipation.
There's a certain anticipation and like a different factor on the flow.
We've waited 2 years for this season.
Yeah. And but there's just like a different thing of like how the flow of a whole series and everything goes when you're forced to like separate it.
Well, I've had like whole years of time where I've like, you know, been online looking at like people's theories and stuff like that. Because I'm a giant nerd.
Yeah, yeah.
But like,
I mean, this is the one show that does it. But
I think it's like Fast.
I mean,
and
that's what I'm saying. Like, when something so popular as Game of Thrones is. As it is now, it's so much in the forefront of what pretty much every, like, anybody talking, they might not have seen Game of Thrones, but they know what Game of Thrones is. Like, that, it's just like everybody.
I don't think there's going to be anything else like it.
I don't think there's going to be anything else like it either. Not with the advent of just all the streaming platforms and binging being like the main way that people watch everything, but
see, I think it's like Fast and Furious. Like, Fast and Furious didn't get popular until the fifth one, and that's because it just turned into straight action, and that's when I feel like Thrones happened too. People were just like, oh, and then because like a lot of people are like, oh, it was boring, but the best part about Thrones was like those episodes where it's just like you're learning about
stuff. Building, building episodes, and I think that's what kind of helps when you do watch it week to week, as opposed to like when you binge it. I think you can get antsy, maybe fast forward, maybe skip some stuff. Like, when you watch it week to week and you just have no idea what's going to happen, like, you know that you're investing that hour, and that's what you're going to do, and you invest into that hour, and it might be slow, but, like, you're kind of engulfed in it that you don't even necessarily think it's slow, but when you watch it all back to back to back to back, there can be some faster episodes where more stuff's going on, and then it's followed by like a slow episode that you're watching immediately after,
right,
and you can like get these ebbs and flows that feels a little bit different.
That Game of Thrones is the only show ever in my entire life where I'll check how much time is left in it while I'm watching it, just because I'm sad that it's going to be ending soon. I've never done that with another show before.
It is just awesome.
It's weird.
It's one of my favorite shows that I love.
I've watched that show all over like the United States too. Like, I've been on like vacation and stuff when it's on, and I've like I was thinking about that in the shower this morning of like different states I've watched Game of Thrones.
It's the only show that I think I've fully been ever really invested myself into.
Yeah.
Like, I still, start to beginning, that's not like a binge, that's not like I'm catching up on seasons, that's not a comedy where like I'm going through like 30, like something that's like a serious whatever that I've just like really delved, like just given everything that I'm into. Like,
yeah, you know, it's a phenomenal, it's a, if you haven't watched it and we're talking about it now,
then where the hell have you been for the past
year? We haven't even planned on talking about it like this, but watch it, because
I wanted this to be more around spoilers. Sorry, I shouldn't have eaten that carrot.
Yeah, you ate that carrot. But it's like, because what's the man, HBO really knows what's going on with these mega hit shows like Sopranos, Entourage.
Well, that's
I mean, not Entourage. Well, you could say Entourage.
That's what HBO's always been, and that's what you still look to HBO to be. It's always been about top-notch entertainment.
Home box office.
And that, because they,
what his name is.
That's why they've always been able to attract some of
the
best talents in writing and directing and stuff for these shows, because they have the most ultimate freedom. They have this support to put into their creativity. Not everything necessarily works, but like,
there's a lot of bullshit too. Like, looking at you, Ballers, terrible show.
Ballers? Yeah. Well, I never got into Ballers.
The first season was actually all right.
But you know what? I say that about Entourage now, but when Entourage was like on, I was into
it. Oh, I loved Entourage. I still love the first couple seasons of Entourage.
I don't know.
Seasons one to three were great.
I don't know if it holds up.
It holds up.
This is Queens Boulevard.
I am Queens Boulevard. That's how I go. I am Queens Boulevard. Everyone saw it.
Yeah, that's, if you haven't seen Entourage, that joke makes no sense to you. But what I really wanted to get into when we've been talking for like 15 minutes was the spoilers action that like seemed to, and we keep doubling back into it, but did you see the one guy who in, I think he was like Japan or China or something, and he went to go see Avengers Endgame, and he went outside of the movie theater after seeing it and was just shouting out all the spoilers and everything that happened in the movie. And people were so irate and so phased with the movie that he got beaten the fuck up.
Beat
a bunch of people beat the shit out of him.
That should be allowed. You should be allowed to. Within reason. You can't lie.
No, I don't get people that post spoilers and stuff immediately after. Like, I get, like, on Twitter, it's definitely a thing because everybody's pretty much watching Thrones as like a communal thing and tweeting throughout it.
And it's, well, that's the
thing. There's like this communal thing, but like people.
Facebook.
They go on like Facebook or post on their Instagram stories.
Oh, Instagram stories is the worst. One of our Raven fellow or one of our Ravens local sports players here posted Endgame spoilers on his story, which is.
Wait, who did that?
I
saw LeSean McCoy, the running back for the Buffalo Bills. He posted some stuff.
As if shady,
like,
if
right after.
As if enough people don't hate you already.
But it was like right on the weekend and he posts like something on Twitter immediately with like the spoilers like, yo, give that shit some fucking time. It's like, we're not even through the first weekend yet, and you're posting that stuff when you know people are so invested in
it's
it.
Like,
I would be, like, I'm not into Avengers or anything, but, like, people that, like, want to go out of their way to, like, spoil things, like, the guy who's just screaming shit out, like, you are asking for your ass to be beat. Like, what else do you think is going to be the outcome to what you're doing?
I know. And I totally agree with, like, if you're worried about spoilers that bad, it's on you to stay off the internet. But Instagram and like people's stories, you shouldn't have to worry about
it. The stories is where
then.
It is because you don't know what the fuck's about to hit you.
Right.
And like people post like all sorts of shit on the stories and you're just like clicking through and like you'll just hit something. So like if you're not looking for spoilers, like the stories are definitely the worst place that you could go. But
So stay off the whatever. Anyway, that's weird. We do have a bunch of mega hit stuff happening at one time.
Yeah, no, it was a hell of a weekend. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Avengers Endgame, Game of Thrones.
And you would think it was the last episode of Thrones for how
crazy that episode was. I mean, because I'm done. We've been gorging or gushing about Game of Thrones.
Literally half the world's population watched Thrones the other day.
Let's come back and refresh and get off of Thrones.
All right.
All right. We are back. Something that I noticed earlier, and I texted you about earlier, but when I was at work, and I went to, you know, the main kitchen area where everybody, you know, does kitchen things at the office, I noticed there was just a bunch of orange peels in the disposal because, like, I was washing out one of my things, and the disposal was all clogged. And water is coming up, so obviously I ran to the disposal and saw all these orange peels being chopped up. And I was like, is this a thing that people do? Because I've never put orange peels in the disposal. I think the rinds are crazy, but the reaction that you're giving me seems like you feel very different
about the whole situation.
Orange
peels are fantastic to throw down the drain.
I feel like they dull your blade.
No. Yeah, they might a little bit, but it... But you know how you sharpen...
Wait, you said no a little too quick. Then you thought about it.
So...
Nobody sharpens any fucking garbage disposal plates.
Yeah, eggshells will sharpen it.
Yo, that's a myth.
No, it's not a myth.
I heard that's a myth.
It's not a myth. Because
I always used to tell that to people, and then I looked it up, and I hear it's a very split
First of all, I throw everything down the drain. But
It does. I throw a lot of stuff down the drain, but like a whole orange peel.
No,
like
it makes the whole thing smell like citrusy delicious.
No, but you can like feel your disposal working through it little too hard. I don't want to do that to my baby.
You maybe shouldn't shove it all down at one time, but you should definitely throw some rinds down.
What, like piece by piece, like little piece by little piece is how you put your rinds
down there?
I
mean, not little.
No, it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. What do you mean four different sections? How many sections to appeal do you have?
There's a way to do it where you could have the garbage disposal on, then like piece. And then you're done. You don't just shove it all in, then go. You know?
Well, see, this person didn't even run the disposal. They just put all of their rinds into the sink.
That's messed
up. And like
up.
Into like the disposal little area, and didn't even run it.
That's
and
not
they
good.
Were just sitting there.
That's not good etiquette.
That's definitely not good etiquette. Especially, it's not your own home. This is a place where there's all sorts of people that interact. But I don't think the rinds will dull down your blade, and I'm not sure how good the eggshell. Wait, why do eggshells sharpen it?
I've allegedly.
Why do eggshells sharpen?
Hold on,
your
getting. I'll get to that. I've lived at this apartment for over a year. I mean, at the studio. And I've allegedly.
Yeah, you've lived in this podcast studio for over a year. It's really impressive. I really appreciate you doing that because it's given us a place to pod.
I've allegedly thrown everything you can think of down that drain, from alleged eggshells.
Why you keep
to
saying alleged?
Alleged
eggshells?
To alleged.
You don't know if they were eggshells? Alleged. You don't know what you're eating?
Coffee grinds and alleged bacon grease. You throw whatever down.
You're
there.
Definitely not supposed to do the bacon grease.
I don't. Allegedly.
I think we talked about fatbergs on this show before.
Fatbergs?
Yeah. You don't know about fatbergs?
No.
Like, they had to clear out this whole... It was, like, a whole thing. Like, they did one in Baltimore. It was big in London recently. Like, where basically the sewers from people putting, like, their grease and diapers and, all, and like, toilet paper and just all this stuff that congeals. And it creates these fatbergs and piping and sewage pipings that just all eventually build up and clog. And then it's a whole project to go clean these things out.
Well, that's I don't do
there's
bacon
tons
grease.
And tons of.
We've got a mason jar under there with the bacon grease. I was being exaggeratory, but anyway,
definitely not. You don't have anything.
Go check the mason jar. Anyway, so what I'm
what
saying.
Fucking mason jar.
We have a mason jar of
about?
Grease under
you
there.
You keep pointing at something. You keep pointing at the dryer.
At the kitchen.
I don't know what you're talking
no, the
about.
The kitchen's over there. Anyway, so all I'm saying is this: my garbage disposal blade is as sharp as ever. And you know what's dull for a
maybe
garbage
disposal?
Like, it won't immediately chop your wrist off if you put your hand in there. How hard it'd be to... It's moving at like a billion RPM. It's going to chop whatever.
I mean, that's a valid point.
I mean, it's fine.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
The orange rinds are good because it makes everything smell nice. Because garbage disposals can get gross.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
It really doesn't make sense why eggshells would sharpen it, I guess.
I just don't know why. I used
but
to
I like,
hear that, and I used to say that all the time.
I like to believe
like,
it's
the calcium or something.
Yeah, it's the calcium,
shit like
dude.
That. I don't... Why the fuck does that sharpen...
It's rough.
Garbage
it's like roughage.
Blades. I don't know.
I like to believe it's true. But anyway, that's not good etiquette, though, what your coworker did.
Yeah, no, that's just disrespectful. There's all sorts of disrespectful things that happen at the office. It's just like it's not disrespectful, but it's just like not. It's weird etiquette stuff. Like by the trash can, by our bathroom, like the guy's bathroom, there will just be like the hand towels that you use to wipe your hands to dry your hands. Like they'll just be sitting next to, like people will have dried their hands and thrown the paper towel like in the trash can, but
it
doesn't go in the trash
it missed,
can,
yeah.
And nobody picks it up. And I'm like, you are. Everybody in here is a grown-ass fucking man.
Yeah.
And if any of y'all kids... Like, I don't have kids, but all these people have freaking kids that I work with. And if any of your kids did that shit at home, you'd raise fucking hell. But you're at work, and you can just do that? You can just throw your dirty, like wet hand towel shit, like, all over the freaking... the bathroom.
Because
like,
people aren't cleaning it up. They're, like, they don't have to clean it up, so they don't care. It's the
that's
same people...
That's an insane... way to operate throughout the world.
It's like people at work that leave their situation in the toilet still. Like, come on,
also,
dude.
Yeah.
Like,
people
what?
Do that shit all the time.
I don't
they'll
get
leave,
it.
They'll leave the toilet a wreck. A fucking wreck. Where I can't even use it afterwards. And I'm like, what the hell? Well, you're like, there's no way. Like, I get stuff happens. People have things that go on. But there's no way that you got up from that toilet and looked at it and was like, this is fine for whoever is going to come here afterwards. There's no way in hell that that's like a thought that went through their head. Just like, fuck it. The next 5 hours of the workday, no one else will have to use this. Yeah, fuck it. Like, whatever. Someone will just clean it up. That's an insane way to behave. That's an insane way to go throughout life. And if you're one of those people, then you need to... I don't tell people how to live their lives.
Reflection.
I'm very against telling people how to live their lives, for the most part. But if you're one of those people, you need to get your shit together.
Yeah, you do.
Like, for real. On so many levels do I mean get your shit together.
I've never done that before. I've never once in my life done that before. You don't forget that that's there. Like, it's a public restroom. It's so ridiculous.
Exactly. We have... And, like, our bathroom at our company, it's... Because it's not, like, a big office or whatever. But there's, like... It's, like, a 50-person office or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Half guys, half girls. There's, like... There's enough people that use that. And there's only one urinal and one sit-down toilet.
Ooh.
There's one urinal and one sit-down toilet.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
So for to do that to the toilet is just disrespectful to everybody that's coming after you.
That's a disaster.
Especially when it's at like noon.
Yeah.
Like, just make that shit. Like, I don't know. There's times that I've gone, and I didn't really want to get into this too much. And I didn't intend to get into this actually at all. But there's times where I go and I'm like, I can't use this toilet. I will stare at it. I'm like, nope, I'm not using this. I won't physically be comfortable using this. I won't be in, like, because that's a meditative point of the day.
We work in a quote-unquote green building, so we have certain regulations we have to follow for things. They had to install high-flow or high-powered flushers on there.
That's
because
we need to move on from this topic. That's insane.
Our bathroom was closed up for a whole day because people were doing this.
Because they need to install high... I've never heard of that before.
It's the ones that would, like, take your keys
the and... The only install... I've heard... That's crazy. Like, the shit that, like, happens in TV shows where they all flush the keys down the toilet. I'm like, how the fuck is that possible? Because they had the high... Like, I've never even seen...
And it's because people were doing that.
I've only heard of installing, like, low-flow stuff to save energy.
Well, that's
heard of installing high-powered flow.
Where it's, like, scary.
Whoosh. It's like that airplane sounds. Like, or whatever. I probably shouldn't do that. I'm going to have to re-edit that out, maybe.
Oh, God.
And, like, I'm sorry to anybody.
But anyway, so don't be that person. That's all we're saying.
It's out of control. It's disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful.
It's out of hand. You wouldn't...
You wouldn't want
to
walk into
that. You wouldn't raise your kids that way.
No.
Don't do that
yourself. Yeah, and you would be pissed if your kids did that. That's a good
point. That's what I always say, especially like to people that actually have kids and all the stuff.
Oh, right.
But they do, like you wouldn't ever teach your kid to, just go blow up the bathroom, don't clean up after yourself. Yeah, go, like, just piss all over the fucking toilet. Yeah, sure, that's fine. Don't clean up after yourself. Somebody else will get it.
Right.
That's an insane way to live your fucking life. That's all I'm going to say. All
right.
That maybe that should have been my grind my gear this week.
That is a, yeah, that's
I've got another grind my gear this
week. Yeah. That's everyone's guy in my gear, so it should be.
Something else I guess we could get into. Well, I actually, should we play a game or should we go into something else?
Whatever you're feeling.
You know what? I think we should play a game.
All right.
I'm going to bring back one of the favorites. We used to call it Florida, Germany, or other.
Right.
But now we've rebranded because... It's hard to find weird news stories in Germany because I don't live there, but we're going to do a whatever episode of Florida or Other. And now, time for everybody's favorite game show,
Florida or Other!
So, we are back with a new edition of everybody's favorite game show, Florida or Other. And if you're not familiar with the game show, this is when I find some weird news stories that have been happening around the country, but mostly from Florida, because that's where most crazy news stories come from. Just like wild off the wall shit, because it is just a weird mixture of people. I believe. And I read these stories, and Kevin has to tell me whether or not he believes it's in Florida or in a different state. We used to do Florida, Germany, or other, because I contend that the weirdest country that has, like, or the weirdest news stories from, like, a specific country come from Germany. All sorts of weird stuff going on in Germany. But I don't really follow a lot of European news sources, and I'm not getting the most obscure, bizarre news from Germany that I would like to find for the game. So just decided to rebrand it as Florida or other. Kevin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. A naked man knocked a cop to the ground, took his taser, and tried to fire it at him.
Florida.
Before fleeing later, he was found and arrested. Yeah, basically a naked man beat up a cop, took his taser, and
now when you say other, can it be any other, like, yeah, country?
You could, or it just has to be other, whether or not you think it happened in the state of Florida, or anywhere else the entire world.
I'm saying outside Florida. Of Florida.
You are wrong.
Red herring.
Started off with one that happened in Manassas, Virginia, actually.
Oh, wow. That's close. Close by. Kind of. I don't know where Manassas is.
I'm not sure either. Florida is a very big state.
Well, Florida.
The next story.
Florida.
World's most dangerous bird attacks and kills its owner. A large flightless bird called the cassowary, which a lot of people that are in the animal world will refer to it as the world's deadliest bird because it has these talons that are, like, basically daggers. And they can grow up to almost, like, 6 feet tall.
It's flightless?
They're flightless.
It's like an ostrich.
It's a emu. Cousin. It's like a cousin to the ostrich. It can jump up to 7 feet in the air, too. And they can grow up to be 6 feet tall.
I can only imagine this is happening in Florida because they always
cassowaries are eaten in parts of New Guinea as well, actually. But yes, one mauled its owner and killed it.
I'm going to say Florida because people in Florida always have, like, exotic animals they're not supposed to have.
Well, Kevin, I'm sorry.
But you
are correct!
Oh, good. All right. I was about to say, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
All sorts of red hair. None of them are Florida stories.
That would be
hilarious.
That would be annoying. No, yeah. Talon, you got to watch out with birds like that, too, because those are basically dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. I
mean, large talons.
The cassowaries, they are known as, like, the most deadliest bird because they can disembowel you with one swipe.
That's awful.
That is. I'm trying to scour this. I thought this news article had the length of the talons and everything, but it's got. Oh, their talons are like 4 inches long.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Straight up.
I'm not a huge fan of birds.
This guy, he was like 75 years old, and he raised these cassowaries to sell and for meat or for pets
for meat?
And stuff like that. Well, it's eaten in certain parts of the world, mostly New Guinea, which is really super popular.
Not in Florida.
I mean, all sorts of stuff happens in Florida, hence the game.
Do you know what the state bird of Michigan is?
Is it a swallow?
No, it's the American robin. I just learned that today on one of those daily facts.
Wow. Pick a more boring bird, Michigan.
I know.
Next story. A man is arrested at an Olive Garden while intoxicated and shoveling spaghetti into his mouth. Ben Padgett on April 7th was arrested for disorderly intoxication and resisting an officer's arrest with violence. The police responded to the disturbance calls and then they got to the Olive Garden, saw Padgett eating pasta belligerently naked, muttering
belligerently eating pasta,
muttering obscenities, and none of the workers wanted to do anything with him at the Olive Garden. And I wouldn't either. If I worked in an Olive Garden, I did not sign up for that shit.
See, this is a tough one because Olive Garden and Denny's are kind of like their own Floridas. You know what I mean? So it's
right.
So it's tough to pinpoint this. I'm going to say other just due to the strategic nature of the game.
Ah, well, you are wrong.
Dang it.
I'm sorry. That man was... A Florida man rested in Naples.
Ah, oh,
Naples, Florida was where that happened.
Napeles.
That is not how it's pronounced.
Napeles.
Might be slightly racist. Next story. A man receives prison sentence for shooting at fireflies he thought were alien lasers.
Oh, I hope this is
a man who fired shots at what he thought were alien lasers is headed to prison. Trooper said James Shields fired handguns into the sky, and he thought that these lights that he was seeing were alien lasers that he was shooting at.
Just shoot at alien lasers?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, basically. And that is, and he's been sentenced to 3 to 6 years in prison for just being a crazy person.
I'm hoping that's basically. Florida. I have a quick question. Like, what's the smallest animal you'd shoot with, like, a gun?
Well, before I answer that question, I will tell you you're right.
In Florida?
With it being... Oh, wait, no, you're wrong.
Dang it!
That happened in Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, that makes sense, Lamar Pennsylvania Township. People. That's the type of...
No.
Well, I mean, nothing against everyone from Pennsylvania, but...
Yeah, let's just not...
You know, it makes sense.
Let's not isolate the entire state of people that live directly north of us.
Well, it's true, except for Philly, because I have a newfound love for Philly.
Yeah, right. Of course. Well, I always had a love for Philly, but it's funny, because when I went to school in Philadelphia, it was always called, like, it's the Pennsylvania T, because the bottom right corner of Pennsylvania has Philadelphia.
Okay.
The bottom left corner has Pittsburgh.
Right.
And then basically the rest of the state is the sticks.
Sparse.
It is fucking the sticks. Except for, you know, I always have to shout out love to Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Where one of my best friends from college is from.
One of the bus drivers, I don't think I mentioned this last week because I thought about it this week, but one of the guys from the hotel, the shuttle drivers, he was from Philly and we got to talking because Rachel was telling him about how you guys took me up to Philly for the bachelor weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we started talking about it a long time. He lived a really cool, interesting life, but he was born in Philly and lived in California. Now he's in Key West and a bunch of places in between.
I feel like mostly everybody that's in Key West has one of those weird types of stories.
Yeah, they did.
Where it's like interesting and they've been all over, seen a lot of shit, and now they're just like...
No one was like from Key West. Yeah, everyone was from somewhere else. I don't think anybody's
really from Key West, because if anybody's born in Key West, they leave.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about...
How many schools are actually like in Key West?
I don't... It's probably like growing up in Ocean City or something, but like 10 times like
that's,
more.
Yeah, a little different.
Like more.
Because you're just, there's a stretch of islands out in like off Florida. But let's continue with the game.
Okay, all right.
A man impersonating a police officer pulls over an undercover detective. A man is behind bars after pulling over a real police officer while pretending to be one. Matthew Joseph Aris, who's 26, was arrested for impersonating a law officer according to this station that I will not say because it might give you a tip off to where this is.
True.
He had blue and red lights that he had on his car and tried to pull over what turned out to be an undercover police officer.
That kind of stuff is scary because that guy could have been doing something real nefarious.
Apparently, deputies found a realistic looking airsoft pistol inside this man's Chevy Trailblazer.
He tried to pull someone over in a Trailblazer?
A Chevy Trailblazer.
See, that's so weird. A good thing they didn't... I'm glad they didn't find, like, duct tape in there.
He was arrested and later released on bond. What state do you think he's from, Kevin?
I say Florida.
Wow. You finally got one.
Oh, I got two.
Florida. Oh, two, right. Well, let's see if you can make it three.
Daily double.
Because we have one story left. And this is about a man who strips naked and he poops on a family's yard. Deputies say that Michael Burke tried to break into a family home last week. Homeowners caught him on their Ring cam.
Oh, Ring
like
video
one of those
doorbell
cams, attempting to break through their screen door. And the residents, I guess, like through the Ring, you can access the Ring audio
or whatever
from wherever you're at.
Yeah.
The residents saw the guy doing it and informed the man that they were armed and inside the house and had called the police. So apparently this man got scared off, but not too scared off that he did not just shit onto the yard of the people before he fully left. What state did this happen into?
Other.
I'm sorry, Kevin. God. That also Naples, Florida.
God dang, Naples. What is going on?
I only had two non-Florida ones.
See, I'm trying to play too strategic here.
Yeah, no. There's a it's Florida-laden.
Yeah,
it's Florida. It's Florida-heavy.
Florida, what are you doing? Although, Key West was great, so shout out Key West.
Yeah, don't diss Key West. It's a great place. From what I've heard, I need to go. I'm very jealous that you did. But that was another episode of Florida or Other. All right. And we're back. We were going to get into a little something-something here, but Kevin reminded me that he got me some souvenirs from Key West.
I had a pretty hectic week last week, coming back off the vacay, uh-huh. If you will. Vacation.
Nice. Yeah, I think people know
and
what
so,
the hell
you're talking about. I totally slipped my mind that I had got you some souvenirs, as it
I actually
were.
Have something from south of the border I still need to give you.
Oh, what?
I haven't done it.
Look at us. We're terrible at remembering.
So I know. Right.
Okay.
It's really bad.
First souvenir.
Ooh. Koozie. Nice little koozie.
From the most southern point on earth.
90 miles to Cuba. Southernmost point. That's what's up. I dig this. This is nice.
Now, the second one.
I don't think I've ever gotten a koozie that is as official to as this one. The Conquer Public. I fucks with that. That's awesome.
This most southern, it's like a buoy in Key West, and it's on the very, and there's this huge line to get your picture taken with it. We did not wait in that line. We just took a picture.
I think I remember seeing that. Rachel wait in that line, or you both just didn't?
No, we just went on the other side where there wasn't like a professional person taking a picture, and we took a picture of ourselves.
You were still in the same place.
Yeah. I mean, it was a huge night. No, second second souvenir might have been better when it was more fresh and not in my bag for 2 weeks, but Key West key lime
cookies. I fucks with key lime.
Hopefully they're not super crushed.
This box is pretty sturdy. Like, this is a legitimate fucking box. Like, there's some track marks on it. Might have been driven over by probably you on a moped.
There's some marks on it.
But
it's
no,
not gonna taste
good.
Delicious.
I love key lime. I'm a big key lime pie guy.
Do you like key lime pie?
I do.
I don't really like key lime pie, but we had key lime pie there, and it was really good.
So maybe you just never had the right key lime pie is what it sounds like.
But there's this whole argument about key lime pies, like whether or not to get the kind with...
Well, I'm assuming getting key lime pie in the Keys is the best place to do it.
It was good. Went to Kermit's. It was delicious.
Oh, well, when I'm down there, I'm going to have to check it out.
They also had key lime fudge, which was amazing. What? They gave out free samples.
Does it taste like lime?
It tasted exactly like key lime pie, just in fudge form.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
That sounds awesome.
It was.
That's dope. Well, thank you for the gifts.
No problem. Enjoy those
cookies. Oh, I'm going to get into these cookies. I'm going to get into definitely going to put some frosty beers into this koozie. So that's awesome. Thank you.
You know what I also didn't mention last week was that we saw...
You definitely didn't have to get me anything on your honeymoon.
Well, it's souvenirs.
But I appreciate it so much.
The Tardy for the Party people also stayed in our hotel, which I did mention last week, which is cool. But
I remember. I didn't know who those people were, though.
As far as mini bar prices, there were some great mini bar prices at our hotel.
Really?
It was like... There was
how much for a thing in macadamia nuts?
They didn't have macadamia nuts, but I will say that they had a.
That's my favorite mini bar snack.
They had a
It's macadamia nuts because it's extra expensive.
It's super expensive
because macadamia nuts are already really fucking expensive.
Our mini fridge was full of an assortment of beers, and they had quite a variety of IPAs in there. It was only $5 a beer. That's like bar prices.
Oh wow!
I had one. And it felt great to have a mini bar beverage.
Oh, having anything out the mini bar is just awesome.
It's a power move.
Because obviously, it's one of those things, obviously, when you're growing up, that's always forbidden.
Oh, yeah, off limits.
So, like, obviously, when you get older, it's like one of those things, like, you really want to do
it. I'm doing it. Like, I I'm going to do it.
I'm fucking opening
Rachel
this
was
thing.
Like, okay, grab it. I was like,
well, like, the way people make you think that it costs. Like, if you open, like, a Sprite from the mini bar, it's, like, $150.
I know.
Or something like that.
I even, like, built my... insane. It's true. I, like, built myself up for it. I'm like, yeah, I think I might have a beer from a mini bar.
I think I'm going to do it.
I'm doing it.
I think I'm going to crack it.
She's like, all right.
Yeah, and, like, obviously, mini bars are more expensive.
Yeah.
But... I mean, like, how much more expensive are they than, like, going out in New York or D.C.?
Yeah, well, in that case...
it's, like, the same fucking
price. It really wasn't that much more expensive. If anything, it was cheaper than getting an IPA out somewhere. Like,
yeah, at, like, a lot of places. Yeah. At, like, trendy places. Not, like, nowadays, like...
$8.
All this shit is, like, fucking on the same level.
Yeah.
So that's what's up. So but no, this great. Is awesome. I really do appreciate it.
Shout out Key West. It was fun. A lot of chickens. I'm amazed by the chickens.
Shout out. I've always wanted to go. Never been able to go.
Well, it was cool.
Yeah, hopefully, maybe for my honeymoon, whenever that happens, that'll...
yeah.
That'll happen.
Hit up Key West. Also, shout out to that guy who wasn't allowed on the plane because he was too drunk. I hope he made it back, dude. Hope he made it back.
Wait, what do you mean? What happened?
On the plane ride back, some guy was so drunk, they wouldn't let him on the airplane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, because I sent you
There's like an outdoor bar.
Yeah, there's an outdoor bar.
The airport.
I've never seen that before. Actually, I think it's the only outdoor bar. I think they posted a sign or something.
I would imagine.
He was real drunk. His face was all red. And police were talking to him. I felt bad. But maybe he's
riding
a resident.
An airplane also drunk is not fun.
Mm. I can imagine.
I've ridden on an airplane a little too drunk before.
Yeah.
Was not fun.
Just uncomfortable?
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable. It's too closed in. Yeah. Like, it's just like, it's not great.
Yeah.
That the only time that happens is when I had a layover.
Oh, yeah, layover.
For, like, hours in, like, Texas or something. I was flying to Portland. And I just had nothing to do for hours. So
yeah.
I just hung out in the bars watching sports, just, like, talking to people.
Yeah, that's...
But, like, I literally had, like, a five-hour delay. And I was like, well, I don't know what the fuck else I'm supposed to do.
Well, the people in the airport have a heavy pour as well. Like,
real heavy.
It's like they pour the whole neck of the bottle into a drink.
It's because usually people get one drink.
Yeah, it's one off. Drink. Do you want to make There's it a double like for $3 that. More?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
they
guess.
Always have those deals.
It's like...
Yeah, right.
One shot, and then they're still pouring in between. Yeah, yeah. Whoa.
No, that's definitely a thing. That's definitely a thing.
Well, I guess the drinks are also like $13, but still.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It's mini bar shit.
Yeah. Yeah, mini bar price.
Something that I did want to bring out.
Oh, yeah.
Up. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because my girlfriend is a avid cracker of joints and bones and stuff. Like, do you crack your knuckles and your... Or, like, anything.
I crack my knuckles.
Yeah, like, she cracks her knuckles or, like, her neck, her back, like, everything. It's always cracking. I'm not a big cracker. Kind of freak. It always freaks me out a little bit because I think, like, something's happening that needs medical attention.
Do your bone, like, do your fingers, like, if I don't, like, I purposely try not to crack my knuckles, but then I'll, like, get up, like, stand up from my desk my fingers will just go off. Like,
oh,
bah,
yeah.
Bah, 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 bah.
My one knee does that every time I go from a squat, but I think there's like looseness going on.
Yeah, I have a knee
it's
issue.
Like unhealthy.
That. Yeah, that's different. I think. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll definitely rear itself as older age hits.
My knee sounds like crinkling Ziploc bags when I do a squat. It's not a good sound.
Oh, God.
I know. It's bad.
Yeah, no, mine's done that forever. Like, it feels like there's just shards of bone in my knee when I get up from a squat in my right knee. It's like very, well, it's just like crackly.
Yeah.
It's like snap,
it's not
crackle,
a good
pop.
Sound.
Like, it's just like,
that's a different
healthy.
Pop. Yeah.
That's not, this is not a pop. It's
does
a
she,
snap, crackle,
does
pop.
Does she do the neck thing where
yeah,
they like
she does
whip
the neck.
Neck?
Yeah. Like,
I could never do that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to try.
Do it, and it's not, I never knew that was a thing until my freshman year of college. I was sitting in math class next to this girl and she just breaks one out where she like turns her whole back.
Oh yeah.
And her entire spine cracked. Ooh. Like, and I was just like, whoa. Like,
oh, conversation
I was taken, I was just like blown. I'd never seen that before.
I would just start
I was
throwing
blown
up,
back. Huh? I was just like, what? I thought she like broke something.
She probably
that's
did.
What I happened. Like, but no, that she used to do that like all the time. She was very nice. Very nice lady. Very cool. But
nice.
That
shout out.
That's how I got to know her. Because, yeah, I was like, what are you doing?
I only crack my knuckles. I don't crack the back or the neck or anything
yeah.
like that.
Well, the reason I brought all this up because of this news story I saw. A paramedic, 23 years old, based in London, she was left partially paralyzed after she cracked her neck while stretching. And accidentally ruptured a major artery.
Dude, that's why I refuse to go to a chiropractor, because they do that stuff too, leave you paralyzed or kill you.
Oh, well, yeah, chiropractors I don't trust whatsoever. I'll never go to a chiropractor. But yeah, they do a lot of like the cracking yeah. and the different movements and stuff. Yeah, but this lady, Natalie Konecki, a paramedic for London Ambulance Service, was watching movies in bed with a friend after being out, like just getting drunk all night or whatever. And she stretched out her neck and heard a loud cracking sound. Like she always like cracks her like neck or whatever. And she just thought it, and she didn't think anything of it because it's something she always does. And then 15 minutes later, she got up to use the bathroom and collapsed on the floor. She couldn't use her left leg.
No.
She got up and tried to walk to the bathroom. She was swaying everywhere. She looked down and realized she wasn't looking. She wasn't moving her leg at all when she thought she was.
Oh, my gosh.
And shit. That sucks. And she eventually, obviously, called for an ambulance and all this stuff. And the doctors told her that just the stretching of her neck had caused a vertebral artery to rupture.
Is there any recovery?
It was just
for
spontaneous,
that?
And there was a 1 in a million chance in happening. It's not a very high percentage, obviously.
Can it be fixed? Probably not. Right?
Well, the doctors say they don't know if she'll ever make a full recovery.
Oh,
she's now regaining mobility and hopes to be back at work for light duty in 6 to 12 months.
God dang!
She says she's recovered movement from her left side.
That's messed up. Don't laugh at that. Light duty in a year.
No, sucks. It's fucked up. And she can't, but she recovered some movement from her left side. But she can't walk for more than 5 minutes.
Oh my God. And from cracking your neck.
Oh shit. Oh wait, no. So it wasn't just
her. I knew it. That person she was with definitely broke her neck.
No, the rupture that I should have read this whole story.
You probably should have.
The rupture of the major artery in her neck caused a blood clot that triggered a stroke in her.
Dude,
she had
strokes.
A stroke.
Strokes are in the
zeitgeist
right now.
Basically, she had a stroke from cracking her neck, and it made her kind of partially paralyzed.
Blood clots are in the ether right now. Strokes, John Singleton, and also this chick from England or whatever. So everyone be careful out there. Watch what... I don't know how you prevent a stroke. I don't think you can.
Don't crack your neck.
Don't crack your neck.
I did this whole segment to my girlfriend who cracks her neck all the time. And it freaks me out. And I just did that.
Yeah, it's
because I don't want her to.
Yeah, don't crack your neck anymore.
Even though she's definitely going to still crack it.
Don't do it. You'll get a blood clot stroke.
All right, and we are back.
I wanna be a bug.
You can't sing that. We don't have the rights to that song. You were listening to New York, New York by Frank Sinatra. I don't even know why the hell we were listening to that song.
I don't either.
It just got stuck in our heads. And we had to listen to it, of course. Anyway, but yeah, we don't have the rights. Can't sing that. But it is the end of the show. So if, for anybody that's a regular listener to the Threat Lads, and if you're not... What we like to close out every week on the Threat Lads is our segment called Grind My Gears.
Grind My Gears!
And the Grind My Gears segment is always something that's been kind of annoying us, something that's been getting under our craw, something that's been really...
Getting your goat.
Yeah, something that's just egging us on. It's a really...
Goat.
It's goat.
It's goat.
Is goad? Well, goad is a thing.
Yeah, I guess. I think it's get. Is it getting your goat or goat?
I'm not totally sure.
I don't know what the expression.
But is. And actually, we sent out a little story earlier on our Instagram page. You can follow us at Threadlads on Instagram. We threw out a little story trying to find out what some other people's grind, whatever grinds other people's gears.
What grinds your gears?
We got some really good responses.
Yeah, good responses.
One of the responses from one of my favorite people in the world, she knows who she is, the popularity of sriracha.
Yeah.
Apparently she doesn't like sriracha, which is just like a whole fucking conversation I need to get into her with.
It has, but it does have like a basic type of
flavor. It's a very specific
flavor. No, I mean
flavor.
Like a basic person type of connotation to it. Like, people throw sriracha on everything, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Although sriracha is
good on everything.
Well,
they make sriracha, like, keychains that you can just, like, squirt it out and shit. But, like, I do love sriracha, so.
I am a fan of sriracha.
I need to delve into this a little bit further with her on why she doesn't like sriracha.
Sir Caesar, the best sauce there is.
Sir Caesar, is that sriracha and Caesar?
Yeah.
You've mentioned that before.
It's good.
I've never had
it.
And I kind of don't know how I feel about
it. I'll make it for you.
On a salad?
No, on like dipping, for like a dipping sauce.
Do you dip anything else in Caesar salad? Or a Caesar dressing?
Yeah.
What?
I'll make a wrap and I'll dip it in Caesar dressing.
No, you won't.
Yeah,
you put that shit right on the wrap.
No, I don't. I prefer to dip.
That's insane.
Yeah.
You're crazy. I don't know if I can trust you.
Sir Caesar.
Somebody else wrote in, when Chick-fil-A only gives you one damn sauce for a large meal.
That's a great, that might have been, that's one of the, that's such a good grammar.
That is a big one.
That's awful.
They, like, no place should be given fucking two sauces.
They need, exactly. They give that two,
they need at
three
least
minimum.
Two sauces. Three sauces minimum.
Three minimum.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100% I back that.
And see, but they a lot of Chick-fil-A places, even on the inside, removed their, like...
Yeah, it used to be all you can get.
Yeah. Well,
and
there's only a couple left.
Obviously, people were abusing that.
Oh, it's been abused. I mean, I abused it.
I mean, everybody abused it, but I feel like we weren't even abusing... Like, the people that really abuse it is why they stopped doing it.
My coworker...
Like, the people that are just clearing it out and, like, using it as their own...
Yeah.
And we know some people
that
could probably clear it out and use it as their own home condiments.
Yeah. Well, my coworker...
For, like, a while.
A coworker at my old job, he used to have... He always had a Chick-fil-A sauce for every meal he had because he would steal a million of them.
Oh.
And he's one of the people that ruined it for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But I still know a select few Chick-fil-A's that have the... All you can grab on the inside.
Oh, you do?
I will not divulge.
You're going to have to tell me.
I will off air.
Okay. Off air. Just keep that on the DL. Somebody else wrote in, people who don't think farts are funny.
Farts are pretty hilarious.
Farts are funny, and especially like in the right situation. Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's like certain...
If you're in a bad mood and someone gasses you out, that's kind of... That sucks.
But, like, generally speaking, like, certain... It's usually not you farting or, like, even necessarily, but, like an audible fart in certain situations really hits. That is just, like...
It does.
I think it's even, like, almost primal, like, because, like, I'm like, oh, that's so... But, like, I can't help but, like, just crack the fuck up,
though
I know it's just, like, stupid or,
it
like, whatever.
It is hilarious.
Another one we got, people who look at your phone in public.
That's a good one.
Like on the bus or a plane. So
that
like
is
other
weird.
People looking at your phone
when
you're on your phone, like it's somebody. And honestly, I've caught myself doing this a couple times to people.
Yeah.
Because like somebody be like right next to me or like up on me and like
they'll
have
reaction.
Their phone and I'm just like, and I like look at it. And yeah, it's just like a natural. And
see, I don't do that.
And then
I don't
I'll catch myself and I'm like, what the fuck? I shouldn't be looking at this person's phone. Like, what the hell am I doing?
That is true, though, because it's like, have you ever just like caught yourself staring at someone?
Oh, yeah.
For no particular reason, but then they make eye contact. You're like, whoa, why was I staring?
But you're like zoning out. And it's just like.
That's a weird thing because the other person's probably like, whoa, why is that person staring at me?
Right,
but you're
exactly,
like, I
you're
don't
like,
know. Why
yo,
I'm
I don't. I don't really fucking care about you.
Yeah,
you're
it's
not
just,
that interesting.
Just happen to be staring.
Yeah, that is a weird little thing that happens. But. Those were some of the feedback.
I think that was about
that we
it.
Got this week. One was from me, and one was from somebody that had to do with the spoilers topic.
Yeah, we covered the spoiler situation.
But we both have our own
grind
my gears for this week. Kevin, do you want to go first, or would you like me to go first?
I don't remember who went last week, so I will go first.
All right, sounds good.
My grind my gear is people... who make popcorn at work, especially if it's like underneath the lunch hour. Like,
what do you mean underneath?
Like 11 and earlier.
Wait, who's making popcorn earlier
I
than
I walked
lunch?
Into work the other day. It was like Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. Like Monday or Tuesday. And I could just... First of all, that smell permeates.
Oh, it's very distinctive.
That butter smell, like that artificial butter smell.
It's very distinctive. I won't say to what and in which ways, but it's a very beneficial way to cover up certain smells.
Okay. All right. Well, so it was like 10 in the morning. Saying. I was grabbing another cup of Joe, cup of mud, cup of coffee.
Nobody calls it mud.
Mud and
if we nobody calls it mud.
A cup of sloppy
I,
Joe.
I'm gonna put the poll we need to put out on the next story cup, is like is cup of mud.
Cup of mud.
Whoever refers to coffee as a cup of mud, like asshole or no. not? Like what the fuck is that? It's
anyway,
not a thing.
So and it just I got slapped in the face with the odor of a fresh bag of popcorn. And I was just like, who is making popcorn at 10 a.m.?
That's unusually early.
First of all, really early. First of all, it's a disgusting snack to eat at work, one, because...
Wait, what do you mean? Why is it disgusting?
You're not... First of all, that's like in war when they're trying to wound... You're wounding another person because it takes out four other people. You know what I mean? Where it's like, you're not...
No, what the hell are you talking
like,
about?
Like, weapons in war aren't made to, like, kill the other side. It's to wound. So you take up, like, four more people or whatever.
Okay. So, I've never heard that before.
Well, that's true. So that's how it is with popcorn. Is it? You're obviously not getting any work done if you're eating just slamming a bag of popcorn at your desk.
Oh, yeah.
Because your fingers are all
you
buttery.
You got buttery fingers.
And if you do, your keyboard's disgusting and gross. And it's just, it's very, it's like people who microwave fish at work, too. Like,
oh, no, it's not the same.
It is not the same.
It's the same because thing. At least, like, popcorn, if anything... is a delightful smell.
No, it's not that delightful. Not at 10 a.m.
What?
Not at 10
a.m.
I'm in a different mindset. Yeah.
10 a.m. is odd, but nobody's microwaving fish at 10 a.m.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
No,
it's offensive.
Like, the smell of fresh popcorn is way different than somebody like reheating cod from the night before.
Tilapia.
Some fucking haddock like that they had. Like that's just like with a bunch of like lemon and
there's
like
a lot
herbs
of it.
And they just
salt.
Throw it. No, that's along the lines of the disrespectfulness that you leaving the bathroom in a mess falls
into. That's
close
to it, yeah.
Microwaving like leftover fish in the fucking like no that is bullshit.
Reheating
a
tuna
melt person. It's an insane person.
Yeah, that's gross.
It
anyway,
needs to be kicked out of the office.
Be
fired even.
Be
fired
mindful even. Of your reheating smelly foods at 10 a.m. I guess.
Jesus,
but that grinds my gears. All right, what's yours?
Mine is slightly different. That was the only real food topic we hit this week.
Oh, wow.
And we usually do a weekly food topic.
we
had some food topics
sneak it
that
in.
We didn't get to week. We can maybe bring
we
it back.
We had a lot to
this
cover
week.
This weekend, and we didn't get to any of it.
We always have a lot to cover, man. We're always talking about the world. We're moving and shaking.
Yeah, we're shaking.
Along with the world around us. But my grind my gears this week has to do with this man named James Holzhauer. Now, for those of you who might not know, James Holzhauer has now basically set the record for 20-day winnings on the game show of Jeopardy. He has won in 20 days $1.5 million, just a little bit over $1.5 million. The previous record for a person in 20 days was just over 400,000. And the guy, Ken Jennings, who everybody knows Ken Jennings, who was on Jeopardy for 76 days straight.
Shitter Jennings.
Still only won just over $1 million. So basically this dude, James Holzhauer, he's a Las Vegas gambler. He's a professional gambler.
Yeah.
And has basically figured out how to like game the system. And I've watched Jeopardy for a long time and I've been a big fan of it. And I just feel like what he's doing is killing the whole spirit of the game.
But I don't know if he's gaming
like,
this. You can't really game Jeopardy.
The farmer from Iowa or the teacher from Seattle. Like those are the people I want winning on my Jeopardy. I don't need I know you're slightly you don't want to dig into him too hard. Watch his face. Lord, just look at his face.
I looked at
He's got the biggest punchable, douchey punchable face in the world. And that also has to do with his unlikableness. If he looks more pleasant, maybe I like him a little bit more. But he looks like a fucking asshole.
All right, go ahead. Wait, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, no, no. But that's just basically what's been grinding my gears this week. This dude is basically cheating the system.
But he's not cheating.
I don't want the last days of Alex Trebek on Jeopardy to be wasted by this fucking gambler from Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's
who's ruining people.
But he's not cheating, though. I mean, he's just. But he's still smart as crap.
He's not playing the. He's not playing with the spirit of the game.
I don't understand even what that means.
He's smart
and he's
betting way too much.
He's
daily
answering
doubles.
The questions correctly.
He's going all over the board random fashion. He's not working in the traditional columns fashion.
Using Jeopardy etiquette.
I mean, we have social rules, Kevin. If you can't apply to those social rules, society as we know it will crumble.
Jeopardy is a civilized game.
There's certain things we all need to be doing.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
He's ruining it.
He's playing fast and loose, and he's cleaning up.
God forbid Alex Trebek dies during this streak.
I don't think he's going to.
He's got pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, but doesn't he have a little bit left? Like a while? Like a year?
That shit.
How long did Jobs last?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Steve Jobs.
But apparently this James Holzhauer, he set all the top 10 of the one day winning records. He set all top 10 records.
This dude must have a bunch of money already.
I mean, he is smart. I'll give him that. And he's got one of those encyclopedic knowledges like type things like photographic memory, whatever. Because that's kind of what you have.
To be a professional gambler.
Like on these shows.
Yeah.
To like be successful on these shows. You have to have like a weird type of memory.
Eidetic memory?
I don't know.
I think that's what it's called.
Sounds like you know what you're talking about.
I do.
But I'm just saying he's killing it. And I'm not happy with him. And I hope he loses. But apparently he won tonight.
Well, congrats, Hauser. You do look like kind of... Yeah, you do have a punchable face,
Holzhauer.
Or whatever.
It's way douchier than you made it seem.
Well, good luck, I guess. Everyone's ranked... But you didn't feel that way about Ken Jennings? Why not? He won 76 games.
Yeah, but he was doing it fairly, and he was just
fairly.
He just knew more, but he wasn't just racking up so much cash.
But fair is just answering the questions correctly.
Nah, but this guy, since he's not playing with the spirit of the game in mind. But anyway, that will do it for us.
I didn't realize you're such a avid Jeopardy
week. Look, there's certain things we need to keep pure in this society, and one of them is Jeopardy.
Okay.
But it's not races. But like we've touched on a lot this week, and if you have any feedback, please hit us up at ThreadLeds on Instagram, at LadsThread on Twitter. We appreciate all the feedback we've been getting. Please make sure you rate, review, subscribe to us on any of your podcast listening apps. We really appreciate it, and you don't know how much it actually helps us with gauging how we go forward with this whole podcast. So we appreciate it. Please tell all your friends, family, and loved ones about the podcast too. They might like it. You never know what they might like. We talk about all sorts of stuff on this podcast. So I guess that'll do it for my buddy, my friend, my pal, Kevin O'Connor. I am Justin Dorsey, and this has been the ThreadLeds Podcast.
ThreadLeds!